Track 24. Successful entrepreneurs. What does it take to be one?
I've always been intrigued by the fact that some companies can grow so quickly in a short period of time, while others strive to just break even and never really take off. Do you think that's solely related to the competence and talent of the people who are running them?
Surely there are many other factors to be considered, but I'd say the competence and talent of the owners play a major role.
What are the main qualities of an entrepreneur, in your opinion?
The first word that comes to my mind is initiative. Successful entrepreneurs are also usually determined, hardworking, and driven, and have a sense of opportunity. Many entrepreneurs are also visionaries. They have the gift of looking into the future and knowing what product or service will be in demand.
Wow, it's pretty much like having a crystal ball or something like that, right? Just kidding. Now, seriously, I guess you're right. It does take someone with many special abilities to be an entrepreneur.
That's right, and let's not forget about leadership. Entrepreneurs are usually natural leaders.
Right. Do you think those qualities are also crucial for someone planning to be a franchisee of a well-known product or service?
I wouldn't say crucial. Many people do well as franchisees because besides being hardworking, they're methodical and can follow a formatted business plan easily.
I see. What about luck? Do you think it plays any role at all in turning a company into a successful and profitable business?
Well, my friend, as the saying goes, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. In my opinion, it would be unrealistic to say that luck has anything to do with making a company successful, but that's just my point of view.
I think I agree with you, Don. You know, I plan to start my own company in the future, only sometimes I get cold feet when I think about all the details involved in such an endeavor.
There are, in fact, many factors involved. You should do your homework first before even thinking of leaving the company you work for to start up your own business. This is a market-driven economy. You have to know the players well, and above all, having a detailed business plan is a must.
Yeah, I've thought a lot about that. I guess planning ahead is crucial.
It is, as a matter of fact, but if you're willing to do whatever it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, then you're halfway there. You should also bear in mind that you shouldn't let your enthusiasm wane if things don't work out fine from the very beginning. Remember, it takes most startups at least 8 months just to reach break-even point.
It's been enlightening talking to you, Don. How can I thank you for such sound advice?
Ah, forget it, Alan. You're always welcome. You know that. And in spite of what I said about luck, I do wish you good luck.
Wow. I guess I could do with a little luck, Don. I appreciate it. Thanks.